With this check of some of the latest area news on KJAN, I'm Rick Hansen. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Saturday morning arrested a man in Elliott for public intoxication. Authorities say deputies were dispatched at around 12:25 a.m. to a fight complaint in Elliott. And upon arrival, they saw a man later identified as Matthew Nicholson standing in the road on 5th Street. The man was found to be highly intoxicated based on deputies' prior experiences. Nicholson's preliminary breath test registered .211, or just under 3 times the legal limit for intoxication. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. A car struck a building in Creston Sunday morning, causing $10,000 damage to the building and minor injuries to a store employee. According to Creston police, the accident happened a little before 10 a.m. Officials say a 2007 Ford Taurus was parked in a handicapped parking spot facing north in front of the Dollar Tree at 801 Laurel Street in Creston. The vehicle ran up on the curb and struck the southwest corner of the building. The vehicle, driven by 68-year-old Mary Teresa Lattice of Creston, sustained an estimated $1,500 damage. An employee of the store was in the office when the accident occurred. The impact of the car into the building caused 46-year-old Holly Michael of Creston to fall and injure her right knee. Medical personnel arrived on the scene to check her out, but Michael was not transported to the hospital. No other injuries were reported and no citations were issued. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports two people were arrested Sunday in connection with a residential burglary that occurred Friday in Hamburg. Deputies were able to determine the identity of a suspect and on Sunday observed the suspects and the suspect vehicle at a gas station parking lot in Hamburg. Taken into custody was 52-year-old Gerald Elmer Landers Jr. and 52-year-old Terry Clark, both of Nebraska City, Nebraska. A search warrant was conducted and evidence was recovered from the vehicle. Clark was arrested for conspiracy to commit burglary. Landers was arrested for burglary, possession of burglary tools, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of methamphetamine less than 5 grams with the intent to distribute. Both were being held in the Fremont County Jail. Two people died, including a 1-year-old male, and 4 others were injured during a crash late Saturday morning just south of the Iowa-Minnesota border. The State Patrol reports a 2008 Hyundai Accent driven by 29-year-old Mariah Nelson of Jackson, Minnesota, was eastbound on Dickinson County Road A-15 or 120th Street and coming to the intersection with Highway 71. At the same time, a 2011 GMC Sierra pickup driven by 63-year-old Alan Weinzettel of Jackson, Minnesota, was traveling south on Highway 71. When Nelson failed to stop at the posted intersection, her car was struck by the pickup on the driver's side of the car. Both vehicles then entered the ditch southeast of the intersection. Nelson and the 1-year-old male suffered fatal injuries. A 5-year-old female and a 6-year-old female, Alan Weinzettel and 58-year-old Teresa Chonko, all from Jackson, Minnesota, were injured and transported by Lakes Regional EMS to the hospital. All of the crash victims, except Teresa Chonko, were wearing their seat belts. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors will hold their regular monthly meeting at 5:15 this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall. Action items or new business on their agenda will include park restrooms, assistant park and rec interviews, Sunnyside pool shade, Cedar Court update, and winter activities. In his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Brian Rasmussen will discuss the recent Tour de Parks bike ride, the turkey hunt and scarecrow contest, and the Festival of Trees that's upcoming. Members of the Audubon School Board will meet this evening at 7 o'clock in their boardroom at the high school, with some members meeting for the last time. During the meeting of the retiring school board, they'll discuss warrants and financial reports, act on accepting canvass of votes from the county auditor, approve the annual settlement of accounts, and the first and final reading of a board policy review for 2 500 series policies. Afterward, an organizational meeting of the new Audubon School Board will be called to order, with the board secretary sworn in as president pro tem, followed by the administering of oath to the newly elected members, Sarah Asmus and Heath Hansen, and the election of officers along with their respective oath of office. The person chosen as president of the board will preside over the remainder of the meeting. Action items for the new board include, but are not limited to, approval of a snow removal contract, setting the date and time for the November 29th special board meeting on the sale of bonds, approving strength and conditioning coach positions, approving early retirement plans and dates, and a resolution approving the sale of sales tax or SAVE bonds. In the communications and update portion of the board meeting, they'll discuss school board convention logistics, a building project update, update on the sale of bonds, bond rating, and sale results, the transportation report, and the principal's reports. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.